Dave Moore on Today FM.
How are you doing, Matt? Great to meet you.
Not too shabby. How are you?
Very good. Velkommen til Ireland is my terrible Danish to say welcome to Ireland.
Yeah, but it worked.
Thank you. You are amazing as Kairos in this movie, Mufasa the Lion King. I love it. But I just feel bad that he's going to be billed as this bad guy in this movie. Like, okay, he's an albino lion. He's an outcast, but he's just trying to find the right place for him and his tribe, right?
Yeah, to a degree. I'm with you all the way. Obviously, if you, throughout a vast number of years in your life, has been the outcast and merely survived, and then you finally find your own pride. And you might tell yourself, I just want a slice of the cake. But your heart is so dark at this point that that cake, the entirety is going to be yours now.
Right. Yeah, so there is the bad guy element.
There it is, right? Yeah. So if you take Mufasa, he's at almost the same journey, but his heart was different. Mm. He chose a different path.
Yeah, that does make sense. And when you read this whole script, the first time you see it, and you've got Mufasa's story, which obviously we know as the original movie, we know the character, but we don't know anything about his origin story. When you read this script, do you get the sense that I did certainly watching it, that it's a really important story to tell? Mufasa and Scar and all of these characters that we know already.
Yes. I mean, it's lovely to see Mufasa become Mufasa. Mm. We know that. But I think it's even more brave to see Scar becoming Scar, you know, because we like him. All
Very
he wants
so.
Is to have a brother.
Yeah.
And he gets one. But that brother turns out to be a little more brave than him, a little smarter. And gradually, also Scar's heart is turning darker and darker. So it's almost a Shakespearean story that I think is really brave of Disney to spend so much time on explaining a great villain in a prequel.
Yeah, that's really true, actually. Did you expect Kairos to look as cool as Kairos looks in this movie?
I was hoping, but he was cooler than I thought. I mean, we had very little to go from in the beginning, some drawings and stuff, and it grew on us. And I actually think my voice pitch was a little higher in the beginning. And then once I saw what he looked like, I had to take it down.
Yeah.
He was too big for that.
Yeah, he's a very, very big lion, all right. And I'm sure your kids must have watched the original Lion King with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are they now impressed that you're in a Lion King movie?
I think they are. Okay. I mean, but they also, you know, hit a certain age where impressing them is difficult, right?
Yes, I have the same problem.
I've got to put my money on my grandkids now.
Well, actually, my daughter, Anna, who's now 9, she'll be 10 very soon. When she was very small, she saw you in the Carlsberg ads. And for some reason, she thought you were scary in the Carlsberg ads, right?
Oh, she's right, yeah.
And now,
I play a baddie in that one as well. Here you go.
But now she knows. She knows you're not or whatever, and she sees and we all laugh, whatever. So I just want to tell Anna that I'm talking to Mads. He's a very lovely man, I promise.
He is lovely, yeah.
Now, I can't let this interview go without telling you, honestly, hand on my heart, Riders of Justice is my favorite film of the last 20 years.
Fantastic.
I love it. I'm so evangelical about it. I tell everybody about it.
It's good, and it is a great film.
Yes.
It's a fantastic film, to be honest. So, you will be happy to hear that we've just wrapped up another one.
I did not know that.
Oh, yes. It's called The Last Viking, and Insanity is the middle name. It's absolutely insane.
Oh, thank you so much for this movie and for this news. Very quickly, before I go, I have to wrap very soon. Have you spent much time here in Ireland?
Not recently. I did in my younger days. My very first film was shot in Ireland. I believe it was called Ballymore Justa or something. Area.
Ballymore Eustace, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, we shot King Arthur in that area.
Yeah.
So I was spending half a year on a horseback there. I loved it.
Well, we'd love to have you back sometime and not be as uncomfortable as you are on a horse. You can just sit back in a nice chair.
It was a nice horse.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. Well, listen, congratulations on the role of Kairos and Mufasa. I loved it and I can't wait for the new movie. Thank you very much.
You got it. Bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Dave Moore on Today FM.